Here's a request from someone named Juan. He wants me to call Krispy Kreme Donuts, and he says he used to work there, so this would be a reference check call.
Thank you for calling Krispy Kreme with us. It's Natasha. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm calling to do kind of a reference check. I'm calling from Skippy's convenience store here in town.
Okay, just one second.
Okay.
Thanks for holding. This is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley. I was just calling about an employee that used to work there. His name's Juan Montano.
Yeah.
And do you know Juan Montano, I guess? I'm calling from Skippy's convenience store here in town.
Yeah. The name doesn't ring a bell to me.
I see. Was this a manager?
Yes.
Because, he worked here for about a week. And then he took all the money from the safe and the register and just disappeared. But he wrote on his application that he used to work there.
Was he an older or a younger guy?
He's younger.
I think I remember who you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe he was fired from here.
Oh, he was. Yeah, I guess we should have checked his references before we hired him. Because he just kind of took off with all the money. And we don't even have it on security cameras because he took those too. He took the security camera home with him.
Really?
Yeah. He just completely stripped this place down. Did he do anything like that there?
No.
And it looks like on his application he wrote that the reason for leaving Krispy Kreme, he wrote down that him and Ashley got busted stealing money from the register.
Who is this?
My name is Skippy. I'm calling from Skippy's convenience store over on 9th Street.
No, he was not caught stealing money from here.
Oh, well, he says him and Ashley were, and he wrote down on here that his spouse's name is Ashley. Are you just trying to protect him?
No.
Because, I mean, it sure sounds like you are. You're being all weird and...
Yeah, because this is a weird phone call.
Well, come on, if you know where he is, we need to know.
Okay, first of all, I have never spoken to him. I do not speak to him right now. I haven't spoken to that kid since he got fired from here.
Well, have you never spoken to him, or have you just never spoken to him since he got fired?
What did I just tell you?
Well, you just told me
since
you've never spoken
fired,
to him.
I had...
And then
he's
you're...
He's not my husband. He's not my boyfriend. I do not speak to him.
Well, he says you and him stole money from the register, and he's married to you now.
No, that's a big lie.
Well, I'm sure you would say that if you knew you were going to have to give back the money that you stole from Skippy's.
Okay, well, first of all, I don't even know what the hell Skippy's is.
It's a convenience store.
And this
store.
Is a weird-ass phone call.
And actually, we saw you in here yesterday casing the joint. And you and
oh,
him were
oh, you
talking.
Tripping and you got the wrong person.
Thank you for calling Krispy Kreme's West Dallas. This is Natasha. How can I help you?
Hey, Natasha, can you tell Ashley we want our money back?
Excuse me?
Is Ashley there?
She is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just need to talk to her.
Well, she's actually helping a customer at the moment.
Well, I'm calling from the corporate office with Krispy Kreme. It's really important, so maybe you could swap with her and you could finish with the customer and I'll just talk to Ashley real quick.
Is this not the same guy who just called from Skippy's?
Oh, no. I'm calling from the corporate office. I'm not sure what Skippy's would be.
Okay, one second.
Krispy Kreme, Mr. Ramal speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, I was trying to get a hold of Ashley. I'm calling from the corporate office with Krispy Kreme.
You're calling from the corporate office of Krispy Kreme?
Correct.
What is this regarding?
It's between me and Ashley. It's about our tax forms and stuff.
It's about a what?
It's about our tax forms. It's between me and Ashley.
Shouldn't you have to go through our general manager first before you consult somebody?
No, I just need to talk to Ashley.
Listen, it's called protocol. Okay, protocol.
Yeah, and apparently you don't know how it works.
Apparently I do know how it works. I've worked here quite some time.
Listen, you big dumb retard. Put Ashley on the phone.
Listen, this is a place of business, okay? If you're not calling about business or if you don't want to talk to the general manager who you have to go through unless you want to talk to any one of her employees.
That's
unless
bullshit.
You're her,
that's bullshit.
Unless you're her. See, that's what I'm saying. You can't be from corporate. You don't, a corporate person would not call here for one asking for a regular employee and use profanity. Okay, so you need to go.
I can do whatever
go
I want. I'm in the corporate
board.
Office. What are you gonna do? Fire
go
me?
Back to I don't need to fire you. I don't care about you. I'm here at work. You are disturbing the operation here.
No,
you know what I'm saying? And the sad part about it is we can track the number. All we gotta do is make a phone call on a different phone and have this number tracked.
I dare you to do that.
You will be shut down in a matter of minutes.
You're gonna shut down the corporate office for Krispy Kreme?
Look, check us out. You're not gonna talk to Ashley. You must request to talk to the GM first. Then they will approve you talking to Ashley on any matters that have to do with the supposed tax forms.
I'm gonna keep calling until she happens to pick up.
Listen, call back in the morning and ask for Margaret. Margaret.
I hate Margaret. I hate that bitch. I'm not going to talk to Margaret. I just need to talk to Ashley.
Well, you're not going to talk to Ashley.
Margaret
today.
Can go I'm fuck sorry. Herself.
Yeah, well, you can tell her that tomorrow morning.
No, can you take a message for me to leave for Margaret?
I'm not taking any messages. I'm getting off the phone. If
no,
you want to talk
no,
about
you
fundraisers,
have to. You have
we can
to.
Talk, we can talk all day about fundraisers. But if you're not talking about fundraisers or donuts or business,
this
then there's nothing to talk about
this
here.
This is a donut-related message that I need you to give to Margaret.
Listen, call back tomorrow morning, ask for Margaret.
Well, I need you to leave a message for Margaret to call me.
Take care of any problems that you have.
Can you leave, can you just write it down?